Breakfast with Martin Pastor.
So a shocking story that Alma shared when she got to the studio this morning, and then Hada overheard the story, told exactly the same experience. Carla had the same experience, all happened within a week, two of them on the same morning. On the line right now is a spokesperson for JMPD, Wayne Minnott. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thanks for taking our call so early.
No, thank you very much. Glad to be on your station.
Listen, so shocking that, you know, all three of them had the same experience within a week, two of them on the same morning. Men in cars following them, sitting right on the back of their cars, following them, going from lane to lane, intimidating them, even flashing at them, etc., etc. So there's obviously something going on, right?
Yes, so look, intimidation is a crime. Can't do that. If it does happen, go to the nearest police station with the information of the person doing it or vehicle and report it.
What do you think they're trying to do, though? Is it a way of hijacking? Is it just a trend of intimidation? What do you think is happening?
Well, look, it could be a possibility of so many things. So if you're driving along and you are being nearly pushed off the road, or if the person is reckless, or if the person shows intention of wanting to hijack you, please take as much information as you can and call for help, or otherwise go to the nearest police station, or call for help and go to the police station, because every person, every citizen is entitled to be safe.
Wayne, it's Alma here. I'm the one who, one of the ladies who experienced this morning. I didn't have the JMPD's number saved on my phone, so I immediately Googled JMPD, and yes, the number that came up was 011-036-7502. I called it and it rang unanswered. Should I have called 10111? What do you do?
Yes, look, 10111 and the JMPD, we share radio. So if you call 10111 or 011-375-5911. I'll encourage everyone to save 011-375-5911, because that goes direct to the control room, the Proton House control room.
Just something that also struck me is the fact that there wasn't, you know, it's the irony. It's like, you know, when you go to the doctor, the pain is not there anymore. When you're looking for one JMPD car or even an SAP car, all three of them didn't see one on their route anywhere.
And yet, most mornings you have blue lights all over the place.
It's just so strange. Is there something happening this morning that the cars aren't on the road?
You see, look, we are deploying for massive roadblocks for tonight, today during the day and tonight. So there's a possibility that there could have been some changes. Sorry. But if anyone feels intimidated or you believe that you are being attacked, call for help immediately. Call the police, call the Metro Police, and take down information so that if you have to report the person or people attacking you, so that you can give it to the police and so that the incident can be investigated.
So it feels like the deployment of the force is obviously weighted almost too much to the one side for the roadblocks tonight, and then nothing this morning. So much that two ladies experienced that anxiety all in the same morning. So those guys must have known no JMPD cars are going to be on the route tomorrow because they need to be working tonight. It seems a little bit haphazard.
Yes, you see, unfortunately, you know, we have to cater for so much different aspects of our function. But definitely we will be monitoring the N3 closely, as well as the N1 from London and the N3 from the other side from Lakeview. We will be also monitoring closely, so at least we can increase the visibility of those guys.
Okay, well, fortunately they've got their registration numbers, so we'll pass them on to the authorities. Thanks for taking our call. We do appreciate it. Wayne, all the best for the festive season.
Thanks for very soon.
Thanks, so cheers. Bye-bye. That's the spokesperson of the JMPD. Well, look, he gave a number there that I think everyone should probably save on their phone, 011-375-5911. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the 10111 number. But you phoned the 10111.
When the JMPD number that I got on the internet didn't work, I started calling 10111, and while it was still ringing, the car kind of sped off.
Yeah.
So I think he got tired of me.
Or it's like, it just feels very strange to me. It's like, could he have known?
I don't know. I seriously doubt it.
Bottom line is, be vigilant. Strange things happening, especially around Gauteng. It is the festive season. Robberies go up. Unfortunately, as you heard there, JMPD now saving all their strength for the roadblocks tonight, which of course left the freeways open with no JMPD cars, no police cars this morning, because they're all going to be working tonight. And that, of course, poses safety problems. Help my biki cake, safe for anime, so you fun. That's not on. I wanna
wake up with Martin Vester on breakfast.
Elke ochend.
6 to 9 a.m.
It's so lekker om die ochend aan jullie te luisteren. Absolutely love you guys.
Jacaranda.